This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has the capability to overcome every challenge and the spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. He said, Vande Mataram is not just a song or a hymn, but a source of inspiration that awakens people towards their duties. He underscored that Vande Mataram is country's inspiration as people pursue the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said this during a discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, The mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement. He said, Remembering the sacred Vande Mataram yesterday is a great privilege for all the members of this house and the countrymen. Mr. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to re-establish that great chapter and the glory. The Prime Minister said, Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams that the freedom fighters had envisioned.
भारत हर चुनौतियों को पार करने में सामर्थ्य है वंदे मातरम के भाव की वो ताकत है वंदे मातरम ये सिर्फ गीत या भावगीत नहीं ये हमारे लिए प्रेरणा है राष्ट्र के प्रति कर्तव्यों के लिए हमें जपजोड़ने वाला काम है और इसलिए हमें निरंतर इसको करते रहना होगा हम आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना लेकर के चल रहे हैं इसको पूरा कर रहा है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड व्हेन वंदे मातरम सेलिब्रेटेड इट्स 100th एनिवर्सरी The country was shaken by the emergency. Speaking during the debate, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Vande Mataram is complete in itself, but attempts were made to make it incomplete. Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said, Several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. Samajwadi Party leader Aklesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh Dostidar, Devesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Bhai Reddy Shabri of TDP, Srirang Barne of Shiv Sena also spoke during the discussion. BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, IUML's E.T. Mohammad Bashir, Samajwadi Party's Ikra Chaudhary, Lovely Anand of JDU, BJP MP Sambit Patra, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC were among those who participated in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, a total of 66 members participated in the debate. He said the entire nation watched how everyone in the house came together for a discussion on Vande Mataram till midnight. He expressed hope that such constructive discussions will keep going in the house. Later, the house was adjourned for the day. Parliament has passed the Health Securities and National Security Cess Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Replying to the debate on the bill in the upper house, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, The cess offers a feasible mechanism to strengthen citizens' health and the country's military preparedness. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that IndiGo is solely responsible for the recent air crisis and has failed in its duties. Talking exclusively to DD News, Mr. Naidu said that IndiGo's mismanagement of its internal crew and pilot utilization is to be blamed for the recent disruptions and flight cancellations, not the flight duty time limitations guidelines. He declared that the government is under no pressure by them and has always treated every airline with equal stead. He further clarified that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, had already received necessary compliance by the airline. It even held a clarification meeting on the guidelines where IndiGo did not raise any objections. Mr. Naidu mentioned that the DGCA is currently examining IndiGo's response to its show cause notice and strict action will be taken, keeping in mind the response and the inconvenience caused to the passengers. In shooting, India concluded its ISSF World Cup final campaign yesterday with 6 medals, including 2 golds in Losail, Qatar. Simranpreet Kaur Brar won gold in the women's 25-meter pistol and Suruchi Fogart took gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol. And that is the end of this news bulletin.